Hello, everybody, and indeed, welcome to another edition of the Chicago Tony V Show. I'm Chicago Tony V. Good morning. It's Monday. Let's back to reality, huh? Back to life. Back to reality. Okay, let me start some music. Here we go. Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to episode 111. This is for Monday, June 28th, 2021. June 28th. We're almost into July. My birthday month. You know, I was born on Bastille Day. It's kind of weird because as I sit now, soon to be 51 years old, I couldn't tell you a thing about Bastille Day. Is it maybe an Independence Day? Is that like France's Independence Day? That sounds right. I'm just not sure. I'm going to press a button here. I'm tweaking. I'm out of sorts this morning. I'm a little out of sorts. Oh boy, look at the comment section already filling up. This is amazing. Holy cow. See, I'm kind of out of sorts. And so excuse me, forgive me something as I just adjust and get myself comfortable. Now, and I think I'm going to give myself a pass. Yes, I'm out of sorts. But I was nearly killed by a chicken this weekend. And I'm not going to begrudge myself just a little time of just being, I'm not very well put together, just, you know, because I've been traumatized. I went to the farm yesterday. It was a rare weekend visit. You know, these days they just kind of tell me, you know, okay, hey, we need you this day, that day. I think they've kind of figured out that I don't have much of a, Jeffrey, the vet author's in the house. Good morning, Jeff. Good to see you, buddy. I've been thinking about your daughter. I hope she's doing great. Anyway, they figured out, the big diesel doesn't have anything else going on. So we can just sort of tell them willy nilly, you know, hey, here's when we need you, that sort of thing. And so I went yesterday. Now, it was an interesting visit because yesterday was the first time that I brought Dolly to the farm this season. Now, she was at the farm several times last year. And the big drama I had with her last time was she liked to eat chickens. Live ones. This is bad. This was bad, bad behavior. It was her DNA. Just when she saw a chicken running around, just her instinct said, oh my gosh, they're nice enough to serve lunch at this farm. And there was this big drama last year. The first time she met a live chicken, you know, otherwise known as running lunch. These chickens are free range on this farm. It's essentially an Amish type setup, only they're not Amish, but they're so close to being really Amish. Maybe we would say they're nearly Mennonite. I don't know. But anyway, the thought occurred to me. So now Dolly's had an injured knee. That's why I haven't brought her to the farm yet this season. The vet says she needs to rest and all that stuff. Well, finally, she's been so down in the dump, so mopey. I just thought, she needs something. She's been good. She's been resting for weeks and weeks. So I brought her to the farm. And to be clear, Dolly, Chief Alpha says Dolly may just want to play with the chickens. She wants to eat them. She played with her teeth last time. She didn't end up killing a chicken, but oh my goodness, it was close. Had to give the little thing CPR. You know, after Dolly got her fangs into the thing. Anyway. So now what we did last year to break her of this, they have a shock collar at the farm. And we put that thing around Dolly and little remote control. It's too bad that you have to do those sorts of things. But I was fine doing it because, you know, we couldn't go there. And she viewed the farmer's spoils as just her own smorgasbord. That's not very pleasant. That's not nice. So really one of the last visits last year, she had the shock collar on. She's going after a chicken. I zapped her. She's like, whoa, what just happened? And then I really only had to do it two times. First time she went after a chicken. And then she couldn't help actually running into the hen house once. She just couldn't help. She just thought, it's a room full of lunch. She went in and I zapped her. And she ran back out. And really, since then, no interest in chickens. So it worked as needed. So I'm on my way to the farm. It's about an hour and a half drive, something like that. And it occurred to me, I wonder if Dolly remembers not to eat chickens. I wonder. Are we going to have to do this all over again? And I'm thinking, oh, it would be embarrassing if we got out of the car and she just went and ate a chicken. Well, now I got an interesting text about 20 minutes out. I got a text from my buddy who grew up on this farm. He says, Pootsie is out, FYI. That's what the text said. Pootsie is out. Now, I posted a picture. This is several weeks ago, I guess. Pootsie is a pet chicken. The lady of the house, Bonnie Jean is her name. She's lovely, lovely person, now elderly. She just has this thing. She likes to... She does this over and over. She has this thing with birds. She will pluck a baby out of the operation from time to time, bring it into the house, and raise it as a pet. She's done this over and over. There, there was a famous goose that just followed her everywhere. I never met that goose, but I've just seen her over the years. She likes to keep a bird in the house. And the funny thing about Bonnie Jean is she completely dotes. I think she tells herself stories that, you know, she'll talk about, like with Pootsie. Oh, she's so smart, you know. You know, like this chicken is sitting there in a cage reading calculus books and shit. It's like, it's a chicken. But whatever, it clearly gives her great joy. Now, I've only ever seen Pootsie in Chifafa says Pootsie is not a good mob name. I agree. I've only ever seen Pootsie in her cage in the house. Well, when she was little, Bonnie Jean used to let her run around a little bit. When she was a little chick, whatever. But since, as a full-grown chicken, I've seen her in the cage. So it's weird. Pootsie is out. So I was thinking, I wonder if this means somehow she escaped. And so maybe the first thing when we get to the farm we're going to have to go look for this chicken. It was weird. Pootsie is out, FYI. Okay, whatever. We'll finally pull up to the farm, get out of the car, and I'm of course I'm worried about, okay, let me let Dolly out and all that stuff. And she was, once she figured out we were there, she was so excited. Got out of the car, let Dolly out. I turn around, and there's Pootsie in the distance. Now, I didn't register. I don't know her well enough. I didn't register, oh, that's Pootsie. But I should have, in hindsight, I should have thought, now she's a lone chicken. Normally, the chickens all hang out together, and the roosters are kind of like the muscle of the operation. You know, they protect the hens, right? And if you go up to these natural, these free-range chickens, if you walk around there, the roosters will, they'll give you the business, okay? They got a big problem. Get away, you're too close. I'm going to scratch your eyes out. Now, Pootsie is a she. Pootsie is a she. What's Pootsie packing? She Papa. Oh, God, you got me going today. So, there's Pootsie. I just noticed Pootsie, but, like, this crazy-ass chicken, she, like, lowered her head like a, from a distance now. You know, like a ram that's gonna, they see you, they know then they just lower your head. And this thing just charged me out of nowhere. Just came running and then just sort of flying up, like to headbutt my nether region. It's the craziest ass thing. And it all happened so fast. I didn't even have time to think of, now what should have happened, okay? What should have happened is my dog Dolly, who is strong as an ox, and she is designed to eat things like Pootsie designed. She's designed that way. This should have been, I should have been so protected, right? Well, I had my answer. I got, Pootsie gave me my answer on, is Dolly still trained? Okay, the answer is yes, she is. She learned the lesson. She learned the lesson that if I get near a chicken, I'm going to get electrocuted. So Dolly went the other way. I don't want to have a thing to do with that chicken, that Pootsie. I've got a problem with Pootsie. This is a mean chicken. Now I'm a city kid. I don't know. I don't know a thing about being on a farm, but from what I can tell, this is rooster behavior. It's rooster behavior. I never in a million years would have expected to get attacked by a chicken. This thing, as I said, and she went right for the groin. Is she getting some sort of training? What is that? Krav Maga, that Israeli thing? Don't they do groin strikes? I guess most martial arts do. This is some sort of martial arts chicken who did not like me. Didn't like me immediately when I showed up. She pecked at my boots, she pecked at my legs, she kept flying toward me. It was disconcerting. And of course, you know, as I said, Bonnie Jean, she's convinced. These are like her children. She's convinced her birds can do no wrong. And Pootsie is just the latest one that's been coddled. She's been coddled. She's just Bonnie Jean's little angel. And she was out in the front yard kicking the shit out of me. A hen. She's not a rooster. She's behaving badly. My dog ran for the hills. Someone, my buddy, see, and I don't know the, I don't know the protocol on a farm, right? Now, I could have really, I probably could have hurt this chicken. I think maybe. I don't know. But I don't know, especially with it being Bonnie. And Bonnie Jean is elderly, right? You just don't want to upset her. So, and she loves that asshole of a chicken. She loves it. But so, my buddy, this thing did something. They all were floored. They, you know, now it turns out, so the reason my buddy texted me, Pootsie is out, is because at least the men of the farm, they know this is kind of a mean chicken. Now, he claims he's told me this before, but I guess what in one ear, out the other. I did not retain that or something. He told me, hey, Pootsie's a little mean. And, but it turns out Pootsie hated me with a purple passion. For some reason, it's fascinating. I said, the stuff this chicken was doing to me, which I'm not going to get into great detail, but I said, does she do this to every when she's out? Does she? No, I mean, she's a little mean, but there's something about you that she hates. Chief Offa says, my peeps are being slaughtered on a daily basis. I might be mean too. Just saying. I think Pootsie is oblivious to that. She's in the house. She's in the house. She doesn't know what's going on. Now, maybe she sees, you know, a couple of drumsticks around the dinner table. Her cage is in this. She can see the table. Anyway, she kamikaze'd me. Let me see. They sent me a picture. This is a, what would be the term? I'm trying to get you guys to understand what a, this is like an alpha dog of a chicken. It's like a guard chicken, an alpha thing. Pootsie needed to let me know she was in charge, and she was a total bitch, to be honest. This freaking bird, all right, tried to squash me like a bug. If you don't believe it, Reddit people, here's a picture. I hope you can see this. Do you see that freaking chicken on my head? Trying to poke my eyes out. Thank God I had the Amish hat. Okay, I'm not messing around. This is an attack chicken. Thank God I had the Amish hat on. Yeah, Pootsie was expressing her authority. Thank God. Look at her. Look at her looking me down. This is a mean-ass chicken. And how am I to feel? Chief Fafa, that is a picture that you must have framed. I think so. I'm just proud of surviving it. These guys tell me they've never seen a chicken, let alone a hen, attack a dude's head like that. Me and Pootsie don't get along, people. I wonder, you know, do it. Maybe there's like a reincarnation thing, right? Maybe she's some scorned girlfriend from my past. The weirdest thing ever. Let's see. Holy cow, we're 20 minutes in. Let me get the business end out, everybody. Everything I say is allegedly is for entertainment purposes only. I'm a crazy person on the internet, and I do lead a crazy life. Most recent is I was attacked by an alpha chicken, a hen. Very confused bird. I'll post that picture to Twitter too, just so people can, whatever. Yeah, okay. So, and Georgie, I'll text it to you. Whatever. Funny. You people listening via the podcast, I want to explain. I'm live streaming on Reddit right now. Right now it's 7:19 and 50. seconds in the AM Eastern time. I do it this way so we can interact. My way of hanging out with all my friends. All of Tony's pepperonis, they're in the comments section. And we do this every morning and have fun. So that's what you're listening to if you're a new Spotify listener. I always got to do the podium finish. In the gold medal position, in her rightful place. The beautiful inside and out, the stunning redhead, Georgie girl. Good morning, Georgie girl. Just a small town girl. Very good podium. For what happened to our music? Oh, the song just ended. That's all. Let's see. Getting back to the podium. In the silver medal position is the Chicago Tank. Good to see you, buddy. Good podium finish. Hey, sorry your connection didn't work that well last night? Saturday night, maybe. Saturday night. We'll do lots more of that sort of stuff. Let's see. Oh, boy. And in the bronze medal position is the beautiful, the talented, the elusive Robo Kitty. Good morning, Robo. Robo, how's your cannoli stuff coming along? I'm knowing you, I'll bet it's going swimmingly. Swimmingly. Let's see who else. I already said I saw Jeffrey. Of course, our dear Chief Fafa is in the... Robo says, I see you've already unbuttoned your... See, I've already lost it. I've already unbuttoned my... Now, these things, I never button the top in these, like, dress shirts. It's just my golf shirts. I don't know why I'm that way. Meltlord44, that's alpha hen behavior. Right, alpha hen. She was some sort of crazed chicken. Had I not... really, thank God. Life is a game of inches, don't you think? That Amish hat with the big brim. It was keeping... If you look at that picture, you can tell she's looking down. She's on my head. And she's thinking, how do I poke his eyes out? So this guy can never drive back to the farm. He'll never be able to find his way here. Thank God that those Amish hats have this big brim. I wonder how many other people she's maimed like this. I can't wait till that chicken dies. I'd better be invited over for dinner. I'll just say that. Tank says, Pootsie was allegedly sent from people looking for you. I'll take it. I'll take my chances against a chicken. I did get lucky, though. My eyesight is already horseshit. Can you imagine if I get poked in the eye by that thing? Yeah, it is a dilemma, Meltlord. Do I smack my friend's bird or do I just let it terrorize me? A quandary of the hentery. Yeah, I backed off. I wanted to punt that bird, but I backed off because Bonnie Jean is, she can't see straight with her birds. She's pretty level-headed otherwise, but she thinks they're all little angels. Maybe that's why they behave so poorly. Maybe Pootsie's been told what a special little princess she is her whole life. And she's just got a completely, you know, warped sense of how the world works, that freaking chicken. All right, so this is consistent. Robo says her cannoli cream is ice cream right now. That's what you were saying the other day. She says, now I have to make sweetened condensed milk with a keto sugar substitute and make it again, purposely making cannoli ice cream. Oh, goodness. Yeah, yeah. I'm with you, Tank. Tank says, I need a beach trip to New York just for cannoli ice cream. Tank, you're absolutely right, buddy. I did want to choke that chicken. Oh, that's a good one. Yeah, Bonnie Jean and Pootsie. Yep. Yeah. Quite unique. Quite unique. The farm was really, really muddy. Really muddy yesterday. That was kind of a challenge. But I think the killer chicken distracted me from all the mud. It's one of those things. Crazy. What a deal. What a life. I hope everyone had a good weekend. I don't know if anyone noticed, I had to rush out. I'm such a tortured coffee drinker. You know, I set myself up with a new system. By the way, I don't think I ever told you guys. Keurig, I got one of those Keurig things. You were telling me, I think Georgie was telling me, like you can do the reusable, you know, baskets, so you don't have to, you can buy the cheap coffee, or the quote unquote cheap, you can buy a bag of coffee and put it in those things. So I got all set up to do that, fine and dandy, and I've been brewing my own coffee, and it's great. But then, like, so this morning, I didn't trust my creamer. That actually reminds me. Do you guys remember Amber's on, she's on vacation now, right? I think she's floating down the river starting, maybe even yesterday they were going to leave. Can anyone confirm that? I don't know if that's been bantied about in the, but anyway, I told Amber the other day, I've got a story for her for when she's back. So you guys need to remember, I have a really good ER story. I was talking to Amber and it reminded me of this ER story. And I told her, I'll say it on the show. Someone, next time we see Amber, just remind me and I'll tell that story. It's really quite unique. You know, it's sad. I've been to the ER lots and lots of times in my life. This is fascinating. Chifafa says they call muddy conditions, they call it gumbo soil down in the South. What a wonderful descriptive. Chifafa, I am fascinated by the South's such a tradition for, I don't even know what to call it. You know, such great orators from the South. I would love to know how that all happened. I've heard it said that way back in the day, the northern politicians were just kind of terrified of the southern politicians, just because the southern guys could just speak so much more eloquently, and it really pissed off the northern guys. I can tell the story twice, as Chifafa. Oh my gosh. Tank says, the last ER trip was to reconnect my lip from an errant staple gun. Ouch. That's gotta hurt. Gotta hurt. Gift of gab, the Southerners had, eh, Chifafa? However, what they were saying wasn't good. Could be. Staple gun to the lip, Tank. That is no joke. That's gotta hurt. Gotta hurt. Let's see what's in the mailbag today. I think it was sent over. Let's see. Yes, okay. All right. Hey, Tony. Help me settle a bet with my boyfriend. I contend that an educated person knows that the movie Caddyshack is a poorly made piece of garbage. He thinks the exact opposite. I believe you to be an educated, level-headed man. So the dispute is in your hands. What do you think? This is from Terry J. Terry, I hate to tell you, I'm with the boyfriend. No, Caddyshack is not. Caddyshack is a brilliant movie. Now, it might not be everybody's cup of tea, but it's brilliant. You can't. Yeah, Georgie says Caddyshack is a masterpiece. Boom. Short and sweet. And Georgie is absolutely correct. It's the performances. Yes, Bill Murray was brilliant. What an off-the-wall, interesting character. Rodney Dangerfield. Hell, even Ted Knight. Is that his name? It's just a classic. It's a classic movie. Now, I understand that it's not your thing, but there's a reason that thing has been quoted and watched over, just over and over and over and over. You can't do that with a shitty movie. That only happens, I think, with the great ones. Tank agrees. Caddyshack is fantastic. When you watch an old movie, you have to put yourself in that time. Yeah, so I think all the pepperonis are agreeing. Caddyshack is a wonderful movie. So I'm sorry, Terry. You lose. I want you to apologize to your boyfriend. Maybe play back this episode. And eat a little bit of crow. Do something nice for him. Because he's right. Chief Afa makes a good point. They seemingly had a blast making that movie. It did seem like that must have been a good time, didn't it? I mean, how could it not be? It was a classic. It was hilarious. All right. Thank you for the question, Terry. For anyone wanting to send something into the show to be read on the air, just send it to the email address Chicago, Tony V, like very at gmail.com. That's where to send it. All right. Let's see. Next question. Dear Tony, I think I have a drinking problem. Holy shit. Scratch that. I know I have a drinking problem. It's ruining my life. I lost my girlfriend. I've lost several jobs. Crashed up my car. The list goes on. The thing is, I just can't decide what I'm going to do about it. Part of me wants to go to rehab. But the other part of me sees this as a great adventure. It's an exciting life, and I just don't know if I'm ready to hang it up. What do you think? This is from Alex in Tallahassee, Florida. Right. I mean, okay, Alex. Let's see. You lost your girlfriend. You've lost several jobs. You've crashed up your car, which probably means there have been times when you maybe could have perished from this. Does this really sound like that marvelous of an adventure? You know? Hello? Is this the kind of, you know, a lot of people for an adventure, right? When they want an adventure, they, you know, maybe they go on a great vacation, etc., etc. Hell, move to another country, try a new career. I don't think that just getting the shit kicked out of you by an addiction is sounds like that great of an adventure. Maybe nightmare is more like it. Good job. I mean, you say in your letter, Alex, you say you have a drinking problem. Okay, hello, there's your answer. Okay. Georgie says, it's a dangerous adventure. You've lost so much. What's left to lose is your own life. There you go. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Now, Alex, good job. I mean, it's good that you know. You're most of the way there. You already know. So, the adventure is going to be facing this thing. There's your adventure. I think you're right, Alex. This is means for a tremendous adventure in your life. It's true. But the adventure starts when you actually face it. And what's going to happen is you're going to face your own shit, and it's scary, and you're going to want to, you know, whatever, go back to that thing. Why am I so clear on this? Because I'm this way with donuts. So I'm a kindred spirit. All right. You're going to face your shit, and that's where the adventure starts. All right. That's where the adventure starts. And one day, you're going to have a girlfriend who doesn't leave you. You're going to be given a chance at another job, et cetera, and you're going to be terrified. And there's your adventure. There's the adventure. That's where it really is. And yes, Robo, the medical professional, don't forget about the liver damage. Yeah. It's not a much of a fun adventure to just ruin the body that the creator gave you. Tank has a great point. If you have to ask if you have a problem, you do, right? Yeah. I think, Alex, you're right there. You know, you wrote into a crazy person to get this. You know, you're close. Just do it today. Today's the day. Boom. Today's the day your adventure starts. All right. Good luck, Alex. Let me know how you're doing. Write anytime. All right. Let's see what else is up. Let's see what else is up. Dear Chicago Tony, I'm curious about your hobbies. Could you list two or three of your current hobbies and maybe one that you would like to take up in the future? This is from Gregory L. Let's see, two or three of my hobbies. Well, I do go help out at a farm. That's super fun. Sometimes I get attacked by chickens. It's still worth it. I'm playing a little golf this year. That's really good. Because I'm hitting it better. It's funny when you're playing horribly, it's not a hobby that I want to stick to. I got lucky and I got a little advice. I saw this, I caught a little bit of a commercial or something on what to do with your golf swing, and it actually changed my game. So I'm enjoying golf. I'm back to playing piano. That's been very cathartic. That's a good hobby. Something that I would, a hobby, let's see, what would you like to take up in the future? I want to, something I was thinking about is I want to travel to complete like shithole countries. Excuse my French. I want to travel to ridiculous backwater countries and try to get a meeting with the president of the country. I've been sort of devising, if I had to do that, how would I do it? And one of these days, if the overlords ever let me travel again, I might like to try that out. Now, it seems like that's one of those things where you could end up, you know, in a Turkish prison or something crazy like that. But sometimes You know, I think I would just try and lean on my charm and just see what happens. Let's see. For every pretty woman, there is someone somewhere that is sick of her shit. I've never heard that before. Robo says, I hate that saying. Georgie says, I figure just about everyone is sick of my shit. I don't know, Georgie. I think you're pretty fabulous. Oh, Chifafa wants to go to the coast of Italy. Yeah. You know, that really, I feel it's almost my duty to go to Italy, right? You know, that's where my family's from. Yep. I'm really the first generation not to have at least gone to Italy. Gotta do it. Tank, you liked Italy, huh? Cruise? Oh man, I'm dying to go on a cruise. Dying. Are they letting people travel? Why don't I just call my travel agent? Why am I asking you guys? I have this thing in my head. No one's allowed to travel anymore. Chifafa. Yeah. Twist my arm. Tank's a cruiser, it sounds like. Italy and Greece, hey, Tank? That's tremendous. Interesting. Always consult the pepperonis first, says Robo. That's a great comment. Oh my goodness. So is that, I talked about my hobbies, and then in the future I would like to try to get meeting with leaders of countries. Now if a guy's like a ruthless dictator, I might try to sidestep those countries. But I think otherwise, I'll never be able to test this probably. I'm not so sure how much traveling I'm going to be doing in the future. I'll bet you I could get 1 out of 4 of these little backwater countries. I'll bet I could get a meeting with the leader of the country, 1 out of 4. I think I could do it. Let's see. Okay, here's another question. After I reset my music. Okay, dear Tony, I caught your piano practice video on Reddit. Amazing. On that video, you said you studied a little opera in college. Is this true? I couldn't tell if you were joking or not. If it's true, can you tell us more about it? This is from Jane B. Yes. Well, I hope you enjoyed it, Jane. By the way, here's what I'm thinking, people. I think my music videos, I'm going to have them self-destruct. In other words, I think I'm going to take them down shortly after the live stream. That's what I'm thinking. And the reason is so that, like, a couple people have reached out to me and have said, I've watched it over and over and over and over. And which is really cool and everything, but it's like, I don't know, what do they say? Absence makes the heart grow fonder. I don't know. Anyway, so it's true. Yeah, it is true. At Indiana University, they have a tremendous, or at least had, they had a tremendous music department. Oh, Georgie has a really good question. How do you study opera without being able to read music, Tony? Well, I always had an accompanist with me. So that was their problem. Just play me the music and I'm going to, so they could, I guess really now that I think about it, so when I was working on a piece, they would play it for me, and that would put it in my head, and that's how I knew how it went. So I didn't have to read a note. But it was tremendous. Now, I'll never forget. So really I've been told by people, oh, you have a very nice voice, which is very flattering. It's, you guys would not believe the night and day of my voice before this one. It was my first vocal coach at Indiana University. Her name is Devera Thomas. Devera Thomas. I actually looked her up a few years ago. I think she's like maybe in North Carolina or something. Just a sweetheart of a person. Terrific, lovely. But what she did, she is the reason I can do any. You guys would not believe how horse shit my voice was before this one lady started working with me. And I think I'm going to say in 3 weeks, it was totally turned around. Now I could always hit the notes or I could sing on pitch just because I have that ear, but, it was not pretty otherwise, not even close. And this lady, Robo, I probably could belt out a little bit of opera. I probably could. This is an interesting comment from Georgie. She says, this honestly sounds like how people fake being able to read. It amazes me how crafty people can be. Yeah. Now, I guess in my case, I mean, I was up front. It's never something I really tried to hide. Hey, yeah, I can't read a note. It's like, whatever. My thing was like, well, it's better if you know. So let's just get it out of the way. And so you play it for me so I can hear how it's supposed to go. Robo. Oh, God. Without having warmed up or anything. Let's see how long. Let me think of how long ago that's been. Holy cow. I mean, over 30 years ago. I might break a vocal cord. I have not seen 50 First Dates yet, Tank. Chifafa says, playing by ear is a gift. It is a gift. It's also a little bit of a curse. What I really want, what I've always wanted, is to be able to do it all. I really wish that I had some sort of foundational understanding of music, because I mean, playing by ear will get you only so far. I just want more tools in the toolbox. Now the question is, like Georgie said to me, that I think the other day on the live stream, you know, you could still learn. And of course, Robo was talking about, oh, let's do a Zoom lesson. And I think I probably could. I just might, but I also know it's such a commitment. It's like, how bad do I want it? I have a zest for life, people. And there's lots of little things that I like to spend my time doing. Well, someone said on that music stream that I'm a Renaissance man, right? And I guess maybe I think that there's something to that. I mean, so I like to read, I like to study history. I like to cook. So there's all sorts of stuff. But I am grateful for at least the ability to play by ear and you know, do pretty well at it. I have to go on the I have to go on this adventure too. You mean the musical adventure, Chief Afa? You think I had to embrace, dive in and embrace that? Is that what you're saying? Interesting. Like our alcoholic friend. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. I could probably, yeah. I could study, right, under someone. Got me thinking. Maybe. It's just like I said to that guy. It would be scary. You'd be terrified. All that stuff. Yeah. Interesting thought. God, do I need one more thing? I don't know. But yeah, my life is a bit of an adventure. I still haven't met leaders of small countries yet. Take a risk, eh, Chief Afa? I like it. Take a risk. I like it, dear. Get me pumped up. Let go of something else. Oh, God. I'm not too good at that. You guys, I'm a pretty committed person. I'm a pretty, pretty committed person. Okay, I see one more letter in here. Let's see what it says. 51 minutes in. Let's see what it says. Happy Monday, by the way, everyone. Happy Monday. I'm kind of tired today. I think it's from all that adrenaline rush of surviving the chicken yesterday. Okay. Dear Chicago Tony, I'll try to keep this short and simple if possible. I happen to know that my nephew is selling drugs in his high school. Major bad news. I'm very conflicted as I don't know what to do, if anything. It seems to me I could do one of a few things. Tell my sister, his mother, and let her deal with it. Call the cops on him. Or talk to him directly and give him a chance to change his ways. To be honest, I don't have much faith that he could ever change. He's just inherently dumb. What would you do? This is from Bob K. Oh, man. Bobby, thank you for the question. And, you know, so I kind of know what you're saying about, I think sometimes with people that are going in the wrong direction for people that are not doing the right thing, it's easy to tend to think, to like give up on the person. This is a lost cause, right? It's never going to turn around. But people do. People do turn around. And if this kid's in high school, he's still just a kid. And, okay, just to play devil's advocate just a little bit. Not that I'm endorsing this at all. But, I mean, at least he's being entrepreneurial or something like that. All right? Now, obviously, he's in a super dangerous place and he's got to... I mean, this is bad, bad news. You're of your options here. The one I'm going to discard right out of the gate. Don't call the cops on your freaking nephew. That's not you think they give two shits? No, they're just gonna do what they do. If you want to give this kid a chance. You got to do one of your other two things, either tell his mother or go to him directly. I kind of can't get a bead on which one of those do I like better. I will say that if I had a kid who was selling drugs, and like one of my brothers knew, I would want them to tell me, like immediately. So I think I'm leaning on talk to your sister now. We have no idea what your relationship is like, you know. Yeah, Chief Fafa agrees. Don't rat out your nephew. Totally. I'm on the same page. Don't do that. Robo's talking about pizza places. She's completely off the reservation. Oh, wait. Here she's back. Robo says, Tony, you're so right. If he can turn that into a PG-rated venture and see what he could do with that entrepreneurial spirit, they should encourage that. But yes, don't rat him out. Talk to him. Yeah, I like the talking to him thing. Now, you can say to this kid, look, jig is up. I know what's going on. I could make your life totally suck. So you need to stop this right away. And you could talk about, okay, what's a way that you could be an entrepreneur and actually it be a positive thing? I think one of the simplest, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. A time-tested thing for like a high schooler, especially one who's entrepreneurial, is mow lawns. Get this kid in no time, I'm sure, could probably have his own little lawn mowing crew. I know a kid. One day I'll tell the story. I know a guy that he was a horrible student. He talked his way. He decided he wanted to go to Harvard, which he did. He did end up going to Harvard, but he was, I'm not kidding, the worst student you've ever heard of. The guy was always just about flunking out. And he did devise a way to get into Harvard, and part of that meant going to an elite private boarding school on the East Coast. He had to devise a different way to get in there. But one of the things he told me when he got over there that I never forgot is he said everyone, all of the students were expected to have their own business. All of them. These are high schoolers. It was just expected. So it's a great thing for a kid, but you just gotta, you know, don't do the, yeah, he's got to get out of the drug business. So I like maybe confront him, maybe do both, confront him and tell his mother, I don't know. It's a tough one, but just don't turn him into the cops. Just don't do that. That would be horrible. Georgie says, I talk to him and ask him where he thinks this is going to go, how this is going to play out. Yeah. And those lockup shows. I've never seen a lockup show, but yeah, I wonder if those work. I'm sure they... I mean, American prisons are terrifying, right? The thought of them. Tank seems to agree. He likes the idea of scaring him. Fear is the greatest tool. Oh, get him on the farm with Pootsie. Oh, love it. Pootsie. That chicken. Here, I'm going to show this picture again, people. Yeah, Turkish prisons, right, Chief Afa? Goodness gracious. Let's see if I can pull up this Pootsie picture again. Look at this evil bird. Just thinking, how can I poke his eyes out and just pound him into the ground? It's amazing. Unbelievable. What a day. I hope everyone is, we've greased the skids a little bit. We're all facing the week. I have a lot of coffee left. A lot of barely lukewarm coffee. Anyway, yes, Georgie. Good to see you, dear. Have a great rest of your day. And really, We're 59 minutes in. I think the Big Diesel's gonna go. Maybe I gotta go look at musical classes to sign up for. Hey, Chief Alpha. Maybe I have to look into where could I go? How could I learn? I would kind of love to be a 50-year-old college student again. Would I love that? I'm not sure. Anyway, but I know I love you guys. Thank you for spending the morning with me. It's great to see everybody, as always. It's always a good time. I appreciate it. I care about you guys. You mean a lot to me. You're adding a lot to my life, and I appreciate it. Yes, Chief Alpha, I will send it over, dear. By this point in the picture, I had settled down. It was touch and go there for a while with this rabid chicken, but I kind of figured out, well, it doesn't seem like she can really hurt me. I think I'm kind of smiling in this picture. That's a crazy bird, though. Goodness gracious. Purple Rain Prince, huh? Oh, goodness. Most of my favorite DIY bands don't read music. Huh. That's an interesting point, Melt Lord. Yeah, I'm sure I'm probably breaking all sorts of musical rules or something, I guess. Maybe, just because I don't know what they are. I don't know. Anyway, it's been a joy. I love you guys and I like you guys. And Robo, I hope that's a joke by this reported bot person thing. I hope that's a joke, right? Has AI gotten that good? I'm going to need to look into this. Why is the world treading on the Chicago tank? Okay, the reported bot is a phony account. Let's see how just touchy we are. People are weird. Okay, listen. All right, enjoy the rest of your day, everybody. I will see you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, I just want to remind you, don't take any shit from anybody. I will see you tomorrow. Be good, guys. Bye-bye.